This is Akashvani, the news read by Aparajita Nair. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that breaking language barriers should be our collective responsibility, inaugurating the 98th Akhil Bharatiya Marathi Sahitya Sammelan in New Delhi yesterday. Mr. Modi highlighted that many saints of Maharashtra showed society a new direction through the Bhakti movement in the Marathi language. He added that the Marathi language and Marathi literature have performed the remarkable task of opening the doors of social liberation for the oppressed and deprived sections of the society.
मराठी भाषा और मराठी साहित्य ने समाज के शोषित वंचित वर्ग के लिए सामाजिक मुक्ति के द्वार खोलने का भी अद्भुत काम किया है.
The three-day Sammelan will host a diverse array of panel discussions, book exhibitions, cultural performances and interactive sessions with eminent literary figures. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has underlined that in order to retain its leadership, the G20 must be accurately reflective of global challenges in their entirety. He said this during his remarks at the G20 Foreign Ministers meeting session on G20 objectives for 2025 at Johannesburg in South Africa yesterday. Dr. Jaishankar stressed that the G20 must always place the imperatives of collaboration higher than the compulsions of competition. On international disaster response, Dr. Jaishankar said, India supports strong frameworks for preparedness, emergency response, recovery and reconstruction. Earlier, Dr. S. Jaishankar held a meeting with his Chinese counterpart, Wang Yi, on the sidelines of the G20 Foreign Ministers meeting. Dr. S. Jaishankar also met Australian Foreign Minister Penny Wong and French Foreign Minister Jean-Noël Barrot at the India-Australia-France trilateral meeting in Johannesburg yesterday. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said the three countries have shared interests in the Indo-Pacific and the potential to strengthen each other's position. The External Affairs Minister also met EU High Representative for Foreign Affairs and Security Policy, Kaja Kallas, on the sidelines of the G20 Foreign Ministers meeting. The External Affairs Ministry has said the recent statements about USAID funding are troubling and lead to concerns about foreign interference in India's internal affairs. Briefing media in New Delhi yesterday, Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said relevant departments and agencies are looking into the matter. He said this while replying to a query on US President Donald Trump's remarks about USAID funding. BJP has accused the Congress of seeking support from foreign forces to interfere in the electoral process of the country. Addressing media at party headquarters yesterday, party leader Gaurav Bhatia said US aid was being used to interfere in the electoral process. Meanwhile, Congress leader Pawan Khera has said that a false narrative is being spread that US aid of $21 million was taken to destabilize Narendra Modi government. He claimed that these money have gone to NGOs of Bangladesh. The Pusa Krishi Vigyan Mela 2025 will be organized in New Delhi today. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan will inaugurate the Mela. The theme of the three-day fair is Unnat Krishi Viksit Bharat. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said that Japan has been a key ally in India's economic growth and is the fifth largest source of foreign investment. Addressing the India-Japan Economy and Investment Forum in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Goyal said that foreign direct investment from Japan has exceeded $43 billion between 2000 and 2024. Senior officials of Bhubaneswar-based KIIT University, including its founder Achyuta Samanta, appeared before the Odisha government's high-level committee yesterday. The committee is investigating the alleged suicide of a Nepalese engineering girl student and subsequent attack on students from the neighbouring country. In ICC Champions Trophy cricket, South Africa defeated Afghanistan by 107 runs in a Group B fixture in Karachi last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.